Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The siege of Gaza is evidence of the Egyptian regime's treachery. Gaza has entered the fifth phase of famine, the catastrophic hunger phase, according to the United Nations report, while Muslims everywhere are trying to support their brothers with donations and launching convoys to break the siege on them. Neighboring countries are watching without movement. At the forefront of them is Egypt, which has borders with Gaza, but claimed that it has no say in the matter and settled for the role of a mediator. So is Egypt truly incapable of supporting the people of Gaza? Since the beginning of the Jewish aggression against Gaza, the Egyptian regime has claimed that it is offering everything it can to support our people in Gaza and denied having any role in closing the crossings and besieging Gaza. However, the evidence reveals the truth of its lies and that the current situation could not have occurred without its collusion with the Jews even before their war on Gaza. At the start of the aggression, the Ummah began demanding that Egypt intervene to stop the Jewish entity from bombing our people in Gaza with rockets, but everyone was shocked that it even allowed them to bomb Egyptians themselves at the Rafah crossing. The Al-Ajara area south of Rafah and scattered areas in Sinai. The soldiers watched the rockets of the Jews harvesting their brothers and sisters in Gaza or their fellow soldiers at the borders without any movement from their state. Thus, this war was inaugurated with scenes of betrayal and submission. The Egyptian regime was not content with spilling the blood of Muslims, but even allowed the Jewish entity to seize the Rafah crossing, disregarding the terms of the peace treaty it has always used to justify its failure to support our people in Palestine. This is not due to the weakness of the Egyptian army, but rather to treachery. And the evidence of this is that the regime did not take any stance. It did not even denounce the Jews' occupation of the crossing in the first place, nor did it intervene to prevent it by force or at least use any means of pressure against them. It merely sufficed with denying the accusation of closing the crossing and claimed that the matter is entirely in the hands of the Jewish entity, as if acknowledging the right of this usurping entity to control the crossing. It is certain that this topic cannot be discussed without mentioning the Suez Canal, which is considered one of the most important means of pressure on the Jewish entity in America. It is also certain that Egypt used it in the worst possible way. Video spread showing warships carrying the flags of America and the Jewish entity crossing through it. Egypt claimed it cannot prevent them from crossing the canal due to international laws, proving to all that these laws only appear when they serve the interests of the colonialist disbelieving West. Here in Egypt, we are witnessing the worst scenes of betrayal and submission by a regime created by colonialism to replace the Islamic system. We see it participating in the killing of our brothers in Gaza by besieging them, preventing aid from reaching them, and obstructing any efforts to break the siege on them in obedience to the orders of the Jews. It arrests those who collect donations or try to reach the crossing to break the siege. You see one of the most astonishing scenes, non-Muslim activists pleading tearfully with Muslim soldiers to allow them entry to help our people in Gaza. To what low level have we descended? O soldiers of Egypt, the land of Kinana, we the people of Egypt are almost dying of grief as we see our brothers in Gaza being killed, and we know that you possess the equipment and weaponry that enable you to support and liberate Gaza and all of Palestine. So hasten to this great honor. Allah is with you, and He is your supporter, and He will never waste your deeds. إِن يَنصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. If Allah should aid you, no one can overcome you. But if He should forsake you, who is there that can aid you after Him? And upon Allah, let the believers rely. Ali Imran 160. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.